What is the real level of unemployment?
You're listening to WDIY's Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar.
The total non-farm payroll employment rose to 137.5 million, and unemployment rate inched down to 6.6% in January 2014, according to the U.S. Department of Labor Statistics. Just to make some sense out of these numbers, let's first look at the total payroll employment. To have a reference, total payroll employment was close to a million higher at its peak before the Great Recession. During the recession, close to 9 million jobs were lost. And since then, 1.5 million new applicants have joined the labor market. The gap has narrowed to less than a million as of January. This is still a huge number. As of January, there were 10.2 million unemployed who were actively looking for a job. Out of this 10.2 million, a third of them have been unemployed for more than 6 months. At its worst, there were close to 7 million who were unemployed for more than half a year. This number has been declining rapidly, and as of January, it has been cut to half of what it was at its peak. Still, close to 4 million people have been out of work for more than half a year. The unemployment rate is an overall rate for the entire population. While the average unemployment rate is 6.6%, the rate is different among different groups in the country, with the teenagers having the highest unemployment rate at 20.7%. During the recession, close to 9 million jobs were lost. This forced a lot of people to accept part-time jobs just to make ends meet. And newcomers to the labor market also had a hard time finding full-time jobs. Bureau of Labor Statistics estimates that there are still 7.3 million people who are involuntarily holding a part-time job. Obviously, since these people work, even if it is a couple of hours a week, we don't count them as unemployed. Government's definition of employed is very wide. Let me explain. If you have done any work during the last week, congratulations, you are considered employed. So it takes some doing to be counted as unemployed. For example, there were close to 2 million people who wanted and were able to work and had looked for work, but not in the last 4 weeks. They are not considered as part of the labor force, so they are not counted as unemployed. This is, of course, separate from the 800,000 people who have been discouraged and because of that are not looking for a job. They are, of course, not counted as part of unemployed. So if we add the number of discouraged workers, or those who want a job and are available and have looked for one, but not in the last 4 weeks, to the number of people who are working a few hours a week, but seriously want a full-time job, the total for this group is 10 million people. The reality is that the total number of unemployed is much larger than 10.2 million announced by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The real number is somewhere north of 13 million, and it could be as high as 20 million people. So while the economy is really starting to move, there is a lot of damage that needs to be fixed before we get anywhere close to what we used to call normal. In other words, if there are fewer roses in your bouquet this Valentine's Day, consider the real number for unemployment. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.